A few moments ago, we talked with Colonel Jack Jacobs and heard his extraordinary story of what he did to earn the Congressional Medal of Honor. And his story made us wonder, what do you have to do to qualify for the nation's highest military honor? Slate's Andy Bowers has the answer, and here's his explainer.
According to the Congressional Medal of Honor Society, the award was established in 1861 and the first actually presented in 1863. Before that, says the Society, medals reminded American leaders too much of the titles and awards popular in the British system they had rejected. But as the Civil War commenced, the Union needed a way to recognize wartime service that went, in the familiar phrase, above and beyond the call of duty. At first, only enlisted men could win the medal, but officers were later included. Members of any service branch are eligible. The Society says Congress has laid out clear criteria for which acts of bravery or self-sacrifice merit the Medal of Honor. First, the deed in question must be proven beyond any doubt by testimony of at least two eyewitnesses. Second, the deed must be so outstanding that it clearly distinguishes the nominee's gallantry above and beyond the call of duty. Third, it must involve the risk of life. And fourth, it must be the type of deed which, if it had not been done, would not have subjected the individual to any justified criticism. In other words, the person would not have gotten in trouble if he or she hadn't acted. In its history, the medal has been awarded to more than 3,400 service members. The most recent actions to earn the medal came during the U.S. mission in Somalia in 1993. Both of those citations were awarded posthumously.
And that's Andy Bowers. He's a Slate senior editor. You can send your news-related questions to daytoday@npr.org. Please write the word explainer in the subject line.